As the snow blanketed the community and temperatures reached below 30, I couldn't wait for the winter nightmare to be over. Throughout the fluctuating temperatures, there was a glimmer of hope at times, but Mother Nature always found a way to be cruel. Fortunately, most of us have an opportunity to seek shelter in our cozy homes, run errands in our warm vehicles, all while choosing when we decide to go outside, whether it is work-related or for leisure. But I often think about those who are less fortunate and don't have access to basic necessities, let alone the luxury of a vehicle. Over the last few months, I have had the opportunity to visit the Bonesville subdivision, located 5 kilometers south of the hamlet of Lac La Biche, where some vulnerable community members have been provided with shelter throughout the freezing temperatures this winter. However, the site wasn't always functioning and running with the 612x6 shed spaces retrofitted with electricity, heat and cooking spaces that now sits on the property. Earlier this winter, the site only had one shed that was overpopulated with 6 people when it was traditionally meant for 4. Going to the site to cover the developments over the last few months gave me insight into how the work that both the Métis Nation of Alberta, MNA, Region 1 and Lac La Biche County has been providing is giving people an opportunity to have a space of their own, especially in this weather. I think sometimes the human element of vulnerable people can be lost when the focus is placed on the general issue, but after spending time with residents, it was obvious they had a sense of pride and joy being in the community. Many of them have even built a supportive friendship with MNA Region 1 Vice President Jason Eichberg, who oversees the project. Before Christmas, I sat with a small group of 4 residents huddled around the central fire pit with Eichberg, laughing and joking with each other. Eventually, some of the residents opened up and shared their struggles with addictions, the abuse they faced, and what made them homeless. It was hard to digest their struggles and the pain they felt at times, but I appreciated their openness. I said my goodbyes and reflected on what the site would become. I visited the site a couple of weeks ago, seeing more cabins, more support, and a larger sense of pride from the occupants. The tremendous efforts by all those involved has made a difference. Ultimately, I think these relationships and projects show just how many community members dedicate their time to helping others who are less fortunate. It's not only limited to the Bonesville site, but through the community. Fundraisers like J.A. Williams' Crewson for Christmas, and the youth in the community giving back to shelters, funding support for the Humane Society. The list goes on. During the cold comfort of the winter season, that icy chill is reduced quite a bit by the warmth of a united community.